Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a Trent presentation from April 2015. Ms. Fernanda Gavalo, Independent Marketing Consulting of FFB, presents Brazilian Summer Inspiration.
We're going to see some very great cases about sports brands and how they are getting very successful at the collections with some partnerships and inspirations in Brazil. And to start with that, we have some colors, which is very important in Brazil because we're having summer almost the whole year, not the winter like here or United States. So the colors are very, very important. And the primary colors are very interest to use because it's always giving us some great ideas that what we have. Then we have some inspirations and how we can work with that after we see all the runways, all the windows, the street style. So what we do, after we look to all of that, all of the trends, we have emotionally the culture inside of us, and we take place to draw and make some texture for fabrics, especially the prints. So we're going to start passing through all those topics, inspiration topics, that are very peculiar to Brazil. And how happens this change between the runway and the culture and what goes to the street. So here we have all the idioms and we have the tropical ethnic. So we use a lot of this because it's in our culture. So they have all these different textures and designs and graphics that we can work as a print or as a structure for the fabric. So what happens, and here we have some very exclusive prints for the summer 16-17 from a studio that I work with that's called Soul, Studio Soul. So what we made, we took the colors and from the season and we worked it on the graphene of the idiom of the ethical topic here. And we saw some chevrons, so many graphics on the runways that helped a lot. Then we have as an inspiration the tropical animals, what is very common in Brazil, and they help us a lot with the colors and the pattern. So helped us to design some prints that are very cool and different like that. So we've seen some animal prints on the runway for so many seasons and how to change that. So how to not make the same one. So we work a lot of the colors and the shining and this kind of print over print, like two or three prints over each other that give you another pattern. And we work a lot with the colors also. Then we have what is very nice, and it's getting so in, not only for the summer, but for the winter too. It's mixed two prints in the same one. So we have here the ethnical with the graphics and the animal prints. So it gives you an idea of another print with a 3D vision. So that helps a lot. Then we have the flora. What is very, very important, we have the Amazon and Pantanal that give us a very diversity of plants. It's almost 100 kinds of plants that help us, especially for the surfwear and the active prints. So here we have the flora, And here we can work with the flora as a camouflage, what is very, very nice. It's a different kind of camouflage. And we are looking for that. What is the different story that we can count? Because everybody has the same technology, everybody has the same trade shows and look for the same runways. And how can we make a different story and tell to the consumer about this very nice one that makes it unique? Then we have some tropical floras here that can be for surfwear too. So it's kind of very, has the color of this the seasons, and it's very commercial. Then we have the landscapes that helps a lot for as an inspiration, and the digital prints help us to work with the landscapes. So what is very becoming very common on the sportswear, not only for fashion, but for the sportswear, it's coming very, very strong and can tell a different story. Then how does the landscape can become a print or pattern that you can work with? So we have the dark forest here, and we have more an colorful forest there with the sun and all the colors of the day and night. And then you can here you can work with the as you're seeing the sea through the forest. And this is happening a lot. We have the prints that can has a lot of color, but the black and white also. So it gives you a different and new idea for your collection. And we have seen on the runway for fashion those. Then we have the flowers that give us, for spring and summer, different, totally different story. And we can work with so different flowers and mix them to construct a pattern for a print, for fabric. In here, we have some very nice choices that we can work with the flora and the flowers with the color of the station. We are talking about reds and yellows, a lot of this station. Black and white background, what is great because we can work with a different kind of consumer here. And then what is the best one for sure and the best sellers? We have some Brazilian icons, especially real, that we have this kind of walk sign. Here is Copacabana walk sign, and here is Ipanema walk sign from two very famous and special beaches for us, which give us very graphism and common prints. And then the colors of the sea and the nature here. And in the Northeast, we have so many cities that are very, very happy and colorful, that works with a lot of different colors. And then the result is like this. So we have some movements and optical pattern that we saw on the runways a lot, mixed with the colors, especially the primary colors, with some like flowing colors, as Nora said. Then we have here the mix between this kind of tree that we call as palm tree or coconut tree that we have a lot in Rio. And this one is a very cool one and my preferred, we can work with the wrong side as a plant, and the fruits, or maybe the flowers if you don't like fruits because it's too tropical, but you can do the flowers too here. That makes a very, very nice plant. And as you work with the plant as a very, very sophisticated plant, you can get a very different story. So you don't you become unique in what is great, because the market is all the same. We have the same fabrics, we have the same technologies. So the consumer wants the new story, and technology is not giving us always the new story. So we have to have some more ideas to do that. Then we have the fruits, which it's getting more and more. It's very, it's not too commercial, but it's very, very styling. And we can have some great prints here. And one of great designer is Isolda. She's Brazilian, but she lives in London. And she works with this kind of very fresh fruits and in fashion, what is great. So here is another one with the fruits that you can, flowers you can put on the graphics from the sidewalk. And here you have a very happy one with the pineapples that we've seen a lot, some pineapples at the runways. So it's very nice for summer. And here, maybe, is the most important inspiration for us as a Brazilian, because we have this red thing in the carnival that is not only about samba, it's about happy, enjoying. The colors helps to be very, very happy and very, very in on the summer. And then we use this to construct our color card and our prints, colors, as like this. So we've seen a lot of 70s as a boho on the runways, and how that comes on the prints that remembers the boho. And we have all the colors application here that give us a different, very different kind of boho. It's still 70s, but with a little bit colorful those. And here we can mix some boho patterns and have this summer inspiration at the colors also, just like this one too. So it's very simple to look at the theme of the pattern and color with the some great colors and makes great prints. Here it's one of the cases that it's very, very successful. Converse made this collection with Isolda with the cashews. And we're talking about last year. And so we have this black and white, very beautiful print with the cashews and the plant over. So we have this as a result. Okay. Then we have a second story with Converse, that it's the Ipanema sidewalk and some fruits, tropical fruits. So we have this clothes, this garment, but it's very, very cute. It's a bomb jacket that we haven't seen so many already, but we will still as a very special garment for the next winter, actually. Then we have another Converse with Isolda. What we saw the graphics in the chef rooms are very with movement, not just a simple chevron, with the colors of the seas and the sea together with the sky, what is the landscape here, and the fruits, like a guava. Then we have seen Adidas originals with this success with the prints in Brazil. They are going to the fourth collection already. The first one was this one, and they were they got inspired at the grocery that we have, an open grocery thing on the city, what's very common in Brazil, that we sell the fruits, the flowers, all together. So we call Feira. So they got inspired here to have the mandalas and the landscapes and the flowers and fruits for prints. This was the second one for winter, not for summer, but they got inspired at the carnival in the countryside, not in Rio or in Bahia, what is very common. They went to the countryside and they got inspired to do all the prints and use the colors and these amazing designs that gives movement and makes prints. And actually they were for almost a week there, so they couldn't hand and see what was going on. And then we have this, that was the last one that they just launched. It's about Amazon. So they worked with the graphics from the idioms here and the flowers and the fauna for their prints. And it's getting so good on the stores. People are getting so. And here we have, we can see how they constructed a story and a different, actually a different story in a very peculiar collection. So it's limited, and it's always going to be a story about it. Then we have a Brazilian brand for Active that worked with all the prints, animals that we have, that we've seen. She mixed the prints here and gives a color for different colors for the prints. So blues, reds, yellows. Here, we don't live only with the prints. We do have some colors, but we can see like this, how we can get inspired to define the color, which orange or which yellow, which violet. And here is some from nature that we, rocks that we have that in half colors. So here is a very nice example that you can have the color as a print, as an inspired by the nature. And then we have a very, very nice brand for more surfwear, but all the guys, they use a lot Osklen for beach sports, like soccer beach, volleyball beach, frisco ball. So the designer, he went to the countryside as we call Inhotim. It's a museum, it's an open museum in the countryside of Brazil, and he got inspired by all the shapes here, all the plants and flowers and the colors, and made this the last collection for summer with this inspiration. And he gives us a story, and between that he worked with this environment and sustainable way to do a collection and to sell it. Then we have Blue Man, which is actually is a beachwear brand, but they made a lot of clothes for surfwear too, which is very, very famous in Brazil. And they work with this, what we've talked about it. They're for so many years looking for inspirations in Brazil. So we have the patterns here and the colors that gives us new ideas. Here is a landscape, so many landscapes in Rio. Here is the chevron with the graffitis and the colors of the season. And then we have Mormai, which is kind of like Billabongi and Quicksilver Reef, just the same market for surf and skate. And they asked for Tom Vega, who is an artist, to design the print. So inspired in a landscape in Brazil. So what Nora said last presentation, it's becoming more and more famous because we want a handmade or art made for us, for our collection. So we have some exclusive, some personalized story to count. And that what happened with Mormai. And those who work for yoga brand or more relaxed brand, we have here, they were at the beach and they got inspired by this mix of colors that gives us, it's not pastel, it's they have a color presence, which is more in tie-dye to be like a tie-dye print, just like you've seen the sunset or the sun rising. So it gives us an idea of a new inspiration. Then we have Erigin for You, which is a casual wear brand, but they have also some fitness together. And they got inspired by the nature too, with this natural feeling fabrics and stories that has that are very, very actually getting on the summer. So more calm colors and very nice fabrics with natural touch, sometimes not the synthetic, but has a natural touch, what is important here. And not only brands that we live for, Nike had a very, very interesting collection with a great designer. Actually, he's outside of Brazil too, and Pedro Lorenzo. So they got inspired by the dryness and the color of the dryness, which was a very big problem in Brazil last year. And he got inspired to have this nudes, hoses with the black. And we can see here like a filter, like an Instagram filter, for it's actually the reflection of the sunshine here. To do the collections, it's more minimalist and more fashion than the other ones. And what are the message? Actually, it's get your story. Try to make different from people, from the brands, and it's how you can get inspired in Brazil. With so many, elements that we have in our culture that can help sports brands. And here is my website. It's Function Fabrics Bureau. It's a bureau that we work with so many different information that you feel free to send me an email so I can get you inspired or help you get inspired in Brazil. Thank you so much for your attention. And I have my business card here if you want to have, feel free. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to www.performancedays.eu. Copyright April 2015 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.